The FAA issues a final rule on pilot training. Will New Jersey's Sahlberg Airport be preserved? And TechNam delivers its first P2008JC. This is Aero News for Wednesday, November the 6th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. As part of its ongoing efforts to enhance safety and put the best qualified and trained pilots in the flight decks of U.S. airplanes, the FAA on Tuesday issued a final rule that will significantly advance the way commercial air carrier pilots are trained. The new final rule requires ground and flight training that enables pilots to prevent and recover from aircraft stalls and upsets. Air carriers to use data to track remedial training for pilots with performance deficiencies. Training for more effective pilot monitoring. Enhanced runway safety procedures. And expanded crosswind training, including training for wind gusts. The final rule stems in part from the tragic crash of Colgan Air 3407 in February 2009 and addresses a congressional mandate in the Airline Safety and Federal Aviation Administration Extension Act of 2010 to ensure enhanced pilot training. In addition, FAA Administrator Michael Huerta is inviting the nation's commercial aviation safety leaders to Washington, D.C. on November the 21st, to discuss additional voluntary steps that can be taken to further boost safety during airline operations, including pilot training. Air carriers will have 5 years to comply with the rule's new pilot training provisions, which will allow time for the necessary software updates to be made in flight simulation technology. A township meeting is set to resume tonight in Reddington Township, New Jersey, that could decide the fate of Sahlberg Airport, N51, a privately owned public-use airport that is home to, among other things, the Quick Check Balloon Festival. At issue is the township's reported desire to take over the airport, some say to preserve it. Others say the township has long eyed the property for development. At present, the airport is owned, as it has been for over three generations, by the Sahlberg family. Both parties have spent substantial sums in the ongoing legal battle. According to a series of reports appearing on NJ.com, the township filed a condemnation suit against the airport earlier this year, which was dismissed by Judge Yolanda Ciccone. That suit attempted to take the land surrounding the airport by eminent domain. The judge also denied the township's later request to reconsider the suit. At a township committee meeting on Monday night, an ordinance was introduced that Mayor Julia Allen said would lead to the township buying the property from the private owners, the Sahlberg family, and transfer it to a publicly run airport. About 230 people turned out for the meeting, including balloonists who had traveled as long as 3 hours before police stopped allowing people into the building where the meeting was held. The airport has been home to the Quick Check Balloon Festival, as we noted, since 1983. It is one of the largest ballooning events in the Northeast and one of the most successful in the entire United States. Due to the large number of people attending the meeting, NJ.com reports that it was continued until tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Following its recent EASA certification, TechNam has delivered the first three P2008JC CS/VLA single-engine airplanes to launch customer Aero Club Air France. TechNam anticipates immediate delivery of further P2008JCs to the Czech Republic, Germany, Poland, and Switzerland, customers who had already pre-ordered what the company expects to be yet another best-selling TechNam airplane. The Aero Club Air France will use the VFR Knight-equipped airplanes for initial training purposes. With its fuselage and vertical fin made of the latest technology carbon fiber and its metal wings and stabilator, the TechNam P2008JC has a vast number of advantages over traditional aircraft. This combination of both composite material and metal has resulted in a more fuel-efficient and much quieter aircraft. Its versatility and ease of use has established it as both the aircraft of choice for flight training organizations worldwide as well as recreational flyers, and TechNam says it looks forward to announcing further significant orders, particularly from flight training organizations. India, on Tuesday, launched a rocket carrying a spacecraft intended for orbit around Mars. If it is successful, India will become only the fourth nation or agency to have launched a Mars probe, joining NASA, the former Soviet Union, and the European Space Agency. The main objectives of the mission are to develop the technologies required for design, planning, management, and operations of an interplanetary mission. The journey is expected to last 10 months, according to a report from CNN, but getting there is no sure thing. Japan, China, and Russia have all lost Martian probes en route, and NASA's Mars Climate Orbiter was lost on orbital insertion back in 1999. When Aero News continues, two Navy airmen are stable after losing their T-45C. NBC practicing checkbook journalism and mapping out a memorial.
Meet SAM, the new 2-inch standby attitude module from Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics. SAM's unique 2-screen display features high-definition graphics and extra-wide viewing angles. Get to know SAM today. Visit flysam.com.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, November the 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The two air crew aboard a U.S. Navy T-45C aircraft that crashed Monday morning at Naval Air Station Pensacola, Florida, are stable and are being treated at a local hospital. At approximately 10:30 Central Standard Time Monday, a U.S. Navy T-45C aircraft crashed at the approach end of a runway at the base. The training aircraft, assigned to Training Squadron 86, crashed while attempting to land at Naval Air Station Pensacola. It was returning to the base from a local training flight. The Navy says the names of the pilots are being withheld for privacy reasons. The cause of the incident is under investigation. The Navy Times reports that this is the first training accident since May 20th of 2012. Yesterday, we reported the story of those skydivers and pilots who survived a mid-air collision. Well, now, NBC News has wound up with the exclusive rights to air video captured by those skydivers who were involved in that mid-air collision over Superior, Wisconsin last week after writing a 6-figure check to, quote-unquote, license the video. The network is said to have compensated the 9 skydivers and 2 pilots involved in the accident to appear on the Today Show, as well as a story appearing on the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams. A 1-hour Dateline NBC special is also planned, according to a report from the Washington Post. The compensation is reportedly for exclusive interviews, as well as video captured by cameras mounted on the skydivers' helmets. Mike Robinson of Skydive Superior said the group could do other print or radio interviews, but they had made an agreement with NBC for exclusive television rights. The exact amount paid to the group was not disclosed, but individuals said that it was in excess of $100,000. So-called checkbook journalism is generally frowned upon in the mainstream media and is considered unethical by the Society of Professional Journalists. But NBC, not surprisingly, sees it differently. In a statement, NBC spokeswoman Ali Zelenko said the network was, quote, proud to have this remarkable footage of human survival, end quote, that is available across all of their platforms and broadcasts. On September the 19th, 1989, Libyan terrorists planted a briefcase bomb aboard UTA Flight 772, traveling from Brazzaville in the Republic of Congo to Chad and then on to Paris. The bomb detonated over the Sahara Desert, destroying the DC-10 and killing all 170 people on board. A memorial to those lost on the flight was created in 2007, but given its desolate location, well, let's just say it's not really a major tourist attraction. But that doesn't mean that you can't see the memorial thanks to the magic that is the internet and Google Earth or Google Maps. A story appearing on The Blaze reports that by typing in 16 degrees, 51 minutes, 53 seconds north, and 11 degrees, 57 minutes, 13 seconds east, and zooming down to near ground level, an image of the outline of a DC-10 in a compass rose, indicating the airplane's route of flight, will appear. The memorial is comprised mostly of black rocks, carefully arranged in the shape of the compass rose, with the desert sand showing through in the outline of the airplane. Six Libyans were eventually convicted of planting that bomb that brought down the airplane. I'm Glenn Moyer. As always, we thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.